Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And I am excited again today to be here with my co-host Dan Calloway as we bring to you another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Our special guest today is none other than Richard Redford. Richard Redford, thank you. Mr. Richard Redford is a retired American professional basketball player, born and raised in Riviera Beach, Florida. He is a 230-pound forward. He played four games in the NBA and three seasons in the Israeli Basketball Premier League. But after reading the book, Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am still convinced that we are leaving our diamond mines on backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our hometown from whence we have come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Our vision is to shed a brighter light on the wonderful, talented, smart individuals from our great city, Riviera Beach, Florida. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Richard, welcome to the main show in Florida and all over the world now, because we get all kind of phone calls about some of the individuals that we have on. Since you homegrown, could you bring us up a little about your bio in Riviera, where you started from and where you are now?
I'm from that hometown. I grew up, went to high school at Suncoast, went to middle school at John F. Kennedy, and went to elementary school at Riviera Beach Elementary School in Riviera Beach. I am very grateful, very happy that I'm from Riviera Beach. We have many professional NBA and NFL football players from our town, and my brother was my biggest influence, Cecil Redford, and there's nothing I like more than spreading the word about Riviera Beach.
That's beautiful. Now, you didn't tell them about that brilliant university that you started and made All-America.
Well, that was the University of Michigan. And I was one of my biggest influences going to the University of Michigan was Anthony Carter. And by Anthony being there, it helped me to feel like I was at home, who's also another Riviera Beach kid. We have produced many athletes. And when people come to me and ask me about my hometown of Riviera Beach, I let them know I'm just one of many.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, Richard, when you were living here and you had to move up to Ohio, tell us a little about the job that you left Palm Beach County to go in with your wife and live up there in Ohio. We need to know a little about that.
Well, you know, me and Kenny Anderson, one of my other former NBA buddies, we started the Basketball Academy in Riviera Beach. We ran it out of the Dan Calloway complex at Tate's Gym. And it was one of the things that I loved coming back home to do. Every kid that came to that Basketball Academy came for free. And that was because of a man by the name of Richard Stone. Richard Stone helped us to provide a safe haven for those kids, and me and Kenny enjoyed and loved doing it in Riviera Beach at Mr. Calloway's gym, and I just wish that we could have kept going. We did it for 6 years, and it was amazing.
That's beautiful. And your job now up in Ohio?
I am the director of sports at the YMCA.
Beautiful.
I get to play and hang out with 3 to 9 year old kids every day. So this is
That's basically beautiful. Like
my retirement job.
Yeah, but the main thing about it, you were a mainstay with Kenny Anderson, but not only that, when your family, you were reared up right on S Avenue, right across from old John F. Kennedy. Tell us a little about what it meant, especially right off S Avenue. And there's a lot of us who was born and reared there, and you the youngest of the Relford family. Give us a little of that right now.
For me, I have played and lived all around the world. 7 years in Greece, 3 years in Israel, 2 years in Spain, and a year each in Argentina and Turkey. And I still tell everyone to this day, there's nowhere better than Riviera Beach, Florida, because I learned to be the man that I am now in Riviera Beach. And I will always be grateful for the people there like you, Mr. Calloway, Mr. Clark Martin, all you guys, Bucky McGann, all you guys who helped us. And so I will be forever in your debt.
Thank you. I think that you epitomize what individuals from Riviera, and especially off S Avenue, they have so much pride. Years ago, I don't know how you met Mr. Stone, but that was beautiful, great relationship. But it afforded you to do what you were trying to do most of the time anyhow. That was numerous of time. You came back with Derek Harper and other people that played the game and gave free clinics. You were never charged for your service. I know that because I'm the one made the phone call and brought all you on back. Now, why is it so important that you work with young people, and especially in this day and time when they need that type of wholesome guidance, especially with the mental health situations running rampant? Explain that to our audience.
Well, I love working with kids in Riviera Beach because a lot of us don't have the same amenities and the same things that they have in bigger cities. In Riviera Beach, we have Wells and Tate. My dream and my goal is to build a multiplex facility there in that town because here, if you could see my YMCA, where I work at, it is an amazing place. And so when I tell people about my hometown, I tell them about my rec center, but we also had the swimming pool there. Those were the only two things we had in Riviera Beach to keep us out of trouble. And now with all this gun violence and all these crazy things happening to these kids, what we've done, we need more now tenfold because we got to keep our kids off the street and basketball and football and now even baseball in our town will help these kids. And so whatever I can do, that's why I always tell you guys, Ms. Galloway, when you need me and a kid is involved, I'm there. And I'll always be there for you guys. That's my home.
Thank you. Let me open it up about your choice. When you were All-American and All-State in football and basketball, in every college, every big college in the country was after you mostly to play football. And your reputation as a tight end is right now still number one, the greatest tight end that ever left Florida and one of the greatest ever left any state as a tight end in high school. You chose just to play basketball. Was that because your big brother, Cecil, who was All-American at St. John, and he was also a tight end. He got his leg broke, but he was all everything as a basketball player. Tell us why did you leave football when every school wanted you, and then the Pittsburgh Pirates, not the Pittsburgh Pirates, but the Pittsburgh Steelers was on my back every year trying to entice you to come out and sign a contract to play right there with all that great team out of Pittsburgh.
Well, I tell everybody this, Mr. Calloway, and I've gotten this question a million times. If you talk to Otis Anderson, Otis will tell you now, I still should have played football. I chose basketball because it's what I loved. Yes, my brother had a big influence on that because that's what he did. And football I did because if you know, I think you know this guy by the name of Al Sutton. Coach Sutton told me that I was not coming to Suncoast High School and not playing football. So that's what I played. I enjoyed it because of Coach Sutton, but he was the only reason that I played, not because I really wanted to, but because Coach Sutton, and I never wanted to let Coach Sutton down. And I love Coach Sutton because when I told him I was going to play basketball, he never tried to talk me into it like a lot of other people to play football. He told me, go with what you love. And I think I was able to achieve everything in basketball because I loved it.
Well, you know, he was three grades ahead of me. Actually, he's one of my closest friends, I tell the world. He's my hero, Coach Alphonso Sutton. In Naples, I was on the sideline when you played in the semifinals to go into state, you and your quarterback and that great team back then in your high, senior year in school. You set the state record of 16 receptions, 267 yards, and three touchdowns to get Suncoast in the finals to play against Palatka. I'm not going to tell the people what happened in Palatka.
I remember that game.
Well, out of all the games you played in high school as a football player, was that your greatest game? Was the game in Palatka against Johnny L. Williams and all those people up there when it was the temperature was like 19 degrees that night?
Well,
that's
my greatest game, my greatest game was the Naples game because during that game we could hear what they were saying about our team and how great our team was, and I think what they didn't understand is how much confidence we had coming from Riviera Beach. All we wanted to do was show everybody in the state how good we were. Yes, we lost to Palatka. A lot of people didn't realize that team in Palatka had five NFL players. Five of those guys played in NFL off that team. And even though they beat us, it was a great game and a great team, and I would never change anything about that. Yes, I would have changed the results of the Palatka game. But we, on our way to that game, remember we also played at St. Thomas Aquinas. We beat them down there in St. Thomas. And so I really enjoyed football at Suncoast and Riviera Beach because Coach Sutton made it fun. You guys still here? I think I lost you guys, Ms. Calloway. You guys still here?
Yes, we're here. We just had some technical difficulties. Just give me a second to get him, but you can just continue sharing your story while I get Dan back on. Just give me one second, please. Thank you.
One of the greatest games I've ever seen in Riviera Beach was by Anthony Carter, a football player there. And AC had six touchdowns in that game, and I still to this day tell people the greatest football player I ever seen was Anthony Carter. I love being from Riviera Beach, and I hope everybody understands that.
All right, Mr. Ruff, are you still there? Richard?
Yes, ma'am.
Richard? Okay, great.
Yes,
sorry. Thank you both.
Okay, Richard, that's beautiful. Richard, you tell me and tell the listening audience about your son. Where is he going to school now?
My son, Justin Relford, he's 19 years old, and he played basketball up here in Toledo, Ohio, and now he's going to South Suburban in Chicago where he gets to continue his basketball career. And I'm very grateful and appreciative of God with this blessing of him being able to play. And I explained to my son that everybody don't get to go to college and play sports. And so thank God every day. And so I'm very grateful. He's a great kid, and he enjoys being down in Florida in Riviera Beach because he kind of grew up a little bit down there at Wells and Tate. So he credits that to a lot of his basketball doings.
Well, the main thing about it is your athletic career is only going to last so long, but your life goes on and you're productive because you've been giving back for a long time. I know that because I've been calling you, and I was so impressed when you took over the program with Kenny Anderson, and I didn't want you to go, but I couldn't help it. September, which is putting a month away, Riviera will start its 1 year celebration for 100 years as a city. And there's many activities going to be from September to September. And I'm on the committee to help put them together because at 83 years of age, I'm the third oldest living person in Riviera who were born in Riviera. Only the oldest Davis girl, Charlotte Paul, and her sister Willie Mae Davis Scott. Charlotte is 93 and Willie Mae is 86, 3 years older than me. You and a lot of your colleagues, the Otis Anderson, the Derek Harper, the Anthony Carter, the Lamar Paris, and all of them, Ricky Jackson, they all coming back. All they call them the Callaway kids. They all coming back. But the main thing that we do for the last 57 years is the Black History Month banquet. And this year, the last week of February, at Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're going to have a golf outing with about 40 to 60 of you. The PGA of America have already given their golf course one of those days, whichever, and Virginia Baker is the head administrator for Palm Beach County. They have given us Osprey down in Bogerton, a beautiful new golf course. I just got to put the other one together. But the banquet, honoring 14 outstanding, brilliant, beautiful black women, not so much black women, all of them except one of black, but they're just beautiful people who earned the right to be honored on occasion like that because of their outstanding service, one, and their ability to be business people. They've earned that. And that's going to be one of the biggest things because the other day I was in tune with Michelle Obama group to be the guest speaker. But the honorarium was a little too much for me, but I got five other people I'm interviewing. And one of the things that I need you to be a part of, because that night I will tell everybody been on me to tell my opinion who was the best in baseball, and that's Willie Gold, why I've been trying to bring that up all the time. And then Otis always wanted me, along with Lamar Paris, finally tell everybody who is number one. But when it come down for being All-American in two sports or more, there been three of you. Anthony was in football, basketball, and he made honorable mention in track. You were first team in football and basketball, and Lamar was honorary in basketball and baseball. But I have to make the statement who's going to be number one, and I want to keep it down until that day. But it, more than likely, I'm going to make it for the news media on that Friday night. That's why your buddy, it's very important to talk to the state attorney because he told me 2 days ago he called. He thought that was a great idea, and he want to be there, and his best friend is Richard Stone. So I need you to tell Mr. Stone the last Friday, and I hope he'll be at the banquet. And if you want to play in the golf outing, I can put him in that. Mm-hmm. Have him to set his schedule to be a part of that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, especially that Friday night when him and the state's attorney host the meal for you all. Only the honorees, and you're one of them. What I mean by that, yeah. All the guys coming back that participated from whether it was middle league, high school, middle school, college, professional, all of you know that, and I know it. I already got the list. Can you deliver that message, and then I'll get a letter to him? See, I think
I'll deliver that for you.
If, Richard, I think that why we need to do that with the mental health, because I know pretty soon I will send for you all, and you all will be my conduit to the public, where we're going to be talking to kids and parents for about 4 or 5 days about mental health. Now, if you remember in 06 when the games were running rampant, when I brought everybody back, and for 2 weeks we had the kids out at the complex. We took them to the Moroso Speedway, things that they'd never seen before. And all at once, the kids that were dealing on the streets started listening, because they thought the message that you all were giving hit home. Now, I don't know whether I'm going to put something like that together, but I know it's the celebration going to be all the time, and that means a lot because it's Black History Month. We've been celebrating that for a long time, and that's the final weekend of February. Now, can you be one of the torch barriers?
Yeah,
I can't give
you
no more, but I can tell you right now, you in the running. And what you say?
I'll be there, Ms. Calloway. I'll be there.
And the main thing about it, I want Richard Stone to be a participant because he helped out so much. See, I got to be able to let people know an individual like that thought enough to help out with a lot of kids. And you see that academic program behind that, you had that, you were feeding them, and then you were teaching them about life. And I'm so impressed with that, and I think that that'll carry a long ways with you in your lifetime, because everybody's still asking when you're going to bring Richard Relford back. And I said, well, his family live up there now. So you on board with that. But if
I'm on board. All you got to do is let me know ahead of time.
Well, you got it. Where is the rest of your family? Is anybody living in Riviera now?
No. My brother lives in Hopetown, and my nieces all live in Chicago, in Jacksonville. But my nephew, he lives in West Palm, off of Cameron.
Okay. So all the family, your sisters and your other brother, they all gone?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, three of my sisters have passed away.
Okay. Well, and your big brother, when I call your big brother, the oldest.
Ralph. Yeah, he's in West Palm Beach. Well, he's in Lake Worth.
Okay.
He's in Lake Worth.
Lake Worth. Okay. Yeah, because see, Cecil was not your oldest brother. Yeah.
No.
I got you. Well, you remember your daddy put you in my hands.
He told everybody,
I listened to Mr. Calloway. Yep. He said, if that's what he thinks, that's where, and you didn't make me look bad, because right now your name is on the wall up there at the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I'm proud of you.
Yes, it is, and I thank you. Thank you, sir.
Well,
thank you.
Well, that you just one of the soldiers. That's just one thing. And that's why we don't want to lose that identity. That's one of the things that you do real well is expressing where you from and where you were and where you got trying to go to. And you always reaching back, like Martin Luther King said, always when you walk in the door, reach back and pull somebody else's hand to go in there with you. See, everybody hold a rope. It'll never break. Now, right now, with our last few minutes, Ann, do you want to ask him some things?
Are you kidding me? Of course. So what does the future look like for you, Richard? I'm just sitting here listening, Ann, because I was in that period of time. it's just bringing back a lot of memories for me mm-hmm. when I think about how many of us came out of the city. And one of the reasons we created this program, connect us, many of us, depending upon what period of time we were born, some don't remember, but we all have Dan Calloway in common. And so yes. when you think about many of the people that you named that are gone, whether it's, you know, less in terms of geographically, maybe they live someplace else, but also when you think about the people that have left and are no longer here, this podcast, and I did have a chance to watch a couple of your podcasts when you said it earlier when before this program started. And so when you think about the value we can bring to wonderful, smart individuals like yourself and so many others who have traveled the world, and you said it so well when you talked about the fact that you've lived in Greece, you've lived in Israel, you've lived in Spain, you've lived in Turkey. There's no place like home. There's no place like Riviera Beach. And so our desire is to share this program with those of us who've traveled all over the world. And it's not, I think, until we get older, if you will, that we really appreciate home more, because I think when we're younger, we can't wait to leave. I don't know about you, but
you're totally right. That's exactly how you think about it when you're young. I can't wait to leave. But you know what? I couldn't wait to come back and share all my knowledge that I have with the kids and people there.
Yes, and I don't know how many cold winters you spend, you know, where you live now, but I think maybe the older you get, you may want to think about when those kids are gone and grown and an empty nester. Because Riviera Beach now, I don't know the last time you were here, but it is changing by leaps and bounds. And it is phenomenal in terms of forecasting what the city will look like. So what does the next, say, 5 or 10 years look like for you?
Well, my goal, and I keep telling everyone this, is to build a multiplex gym facility in Riviera Beach. It's going to cost me $5 million is what it's going to cost me. And I'm in the process of trying to raise this money because me and Mr. Calloway have talked about this several times. We love Wells and Tate, but we need bigger facilities because I'm trying to house all these kids in our town to let them know that they have a place to go to be safe. The one in the Dan Calloway Center in Riviera Beach at Tate, we put in 14 computers during our year during the program, and they still have those there. So those are the kind of things that I want to implement when I come back home. And when I do really retire, I am moving back to Riviera Beach, just to let everybody know.
I think you might have planted a seed. He might be planting a seed, Mr. Calloway, because you know the city is undergoing a major master plan, and the land is running out the way people are buying up the land and building condos and a lot of other things that, you know, I'm not going to get into the politics, but anyway. you know, you might be planting a seed. And so I think that, you know, Dan is still here. Name that new facility his name.
No.
Oh, please. Watch the Calloway tell you. Dan will tell you what we're going to do. Watch the Dan tell you.
No, we've been planning this for putting there 8 years. What Richard is talking about, and brought it up before Richard Stone and Richard Blankenship and everybody. We want to build a building to house 500 people when the hurricane come in. It's a shelter. And the rest of the days of the year, when there's no hurricane, it will be a soup kitchen in there. And then you got your gym, you got your tutorial program in there, you got the performing arts, like the people that playing instruments. That's what he's talking about. He took the ball, we sat down, and we are trying to find some people and invest it. But, and I said about 9 months ago, you know who I said? I would love to be the head of that and build this. Is there a big building, and with their name would be you, your company. You ran off of 36th Street, Acomas. And then you head that up. We just get the money and let you build it. How you like that?
Like I said, you're planting a seed because, again, all we have is energy, and money is nothing but energy. Time is energy. Every breath we have is nothing but energy. And so when you put all of this energy together, we really need to look within the city limits and look at whatever land is available and start there, because we all know that people are buying up our city left and right. And right now, many of the people that live in the city can't even afford to pay the taxes on their land. And so I think it's a phenomenal idea. We don't necessarily want to put them in someplace else in Palm Beach County, but we can take this conversation offline and begin to look for the land and partner with the city and the CRA, because the CRA got some phenomenal plans, but this definitely can become a part of that conversation. We have a phenomenal commission, I think one of the best councils we've ever had, probably in the history of the city. And so we have a phenomenal mayor. We have an awesome, phenomenal city manager. I think the time is right to begin to have that conversation with the people who control the politics and the administration of the city. See, you know,
I love
a vision. This is a vision, and we talk about this show. Our vision is to shed a brighter light on the wonderful, smart, talented individuals from our city. And the thing is that there are many of us all over the world who would love to give back not just our time but our talent and our treasure, and looking for a place to do that. But somebody's got to be the visionary to say, okay, here it is. Here's the land. Here's the deal. Now, every one of y'all give me $1 million. Give me $500,000. Give me $250,000. And fund it.
Well, the land is really what we're looking at. Henry Taylor, I signed in 3 months ago to find out all those buildings over. Richard, it's right off J Avenue. Right, just think of your north end zone.
Wait. Hold that conversation, because you'll look up and somebody will have bought that listening to this podcast. We talked about
that
all the time.
Yeah, we're going to keep that to ourselves, guys.
Listen. We have people listening right now live while we're talking, so we want to let all of you know, go somewhere else with that, because we are going to make this happen in our lifetime. And again, it's nothing but a vision. And without a vision, we're going to lose our city. We're going to be building our city for somebody else that don't look like us. Look at New York.
Yep,
look at the city of West. Look at Delray.
Yep.
Look at the city of Miami. Look at Hallandale. Look at Boynton. Look at all these cities. And we'll be talking about, I remember when, you know, Palatka, I mean, Belgrade. I'm a builder, so I get to see what the city is going to look like 50, 100 years, 30, 20 years in the future. And I would tell people right now, you know, we talk about many, many, many years ago, we talked about Belgrade, South Bay, Pahokee, and all of that. Well, there's something that Florida Department of Transportation is building 10 years ago, where they're building a new port right between Pahokee and Belgrade. Already started years ago.
Wow.
And because they're doing it, all of the big box companies are buying up that land. And pretty soon, the sugar people and those people that's been controlling people's lives forever, they now have such competition for that land. I did a project about 10 years ago for South Florida Water Management District. It was called the EAA Reservoir. It started about $300 million. It went up to $700 million. And I kept saying to myself, what sense does it make to put $1 billion out? And I kept saying, I'm a builder. And I'm on the project, and I'm going to Belgrade every Tuesday. And I kept saying, why would the state put $1 billion out here? We were moving water so that the Everglades could go back to flowing the way it should naturally flow. And then I signed up and became a part of Palm Beach County, Leadership Palm Beach County.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, at the same time I'm building, I'm out there working as a contractor, and I become a member of this group called Leadership Palm Beach County. And then I go to the building department. Our group every month will go someplace different. And I'm at the building department, and I'm looking at the plans that they have for Palm Beach County 20 years in the future, 30 years in the future. And I said, oh, my gosh. They're not doing this for the water. They got homes built on this property.
Oh.
That was forecast. And so my point is this. There are so many things that are going on. We are clueless to what is being forecast for us. So while we're talking and having a good time about what we want to do, there are people that are already doing it.
Yeah.
Right on top of the land we're talking about. So, you know, we'll take the call off the line, but those are my thoughts, Richard. It is such a pleasure to be a part of this conversation. And like Dan said, you know, when he brings back all of you, I think that we can begin as an aside to talk about coming together, but with a purpose, you know, a larger vision that will outlive all of us.
And that is right.
Well, I look forward to it. I really do.
Well, we need that type of situation handled now because of you didn't worry about mental health, Richard, when you were a boy. Nobody even mentioned that.
Right.
Right now with
right.
all the shooting and killing, the Doug Lawson was on the phone yesterday checking with me about going to Belgrade Saturday coming on the 7th. We're going out there to feed about 2,000 people, but most of all, we got Sincerio 2,000. 3 weeks ago, they were a guest on this radio about mental health. And then 2 weeks ago, we fed over 500 kids and gave them tennis shoes, but we were giving the literature out. If you see something, say something. If a person is acting, we call it funny, acting crazy, but erratic in the public, we need a hotline. And Douglas wanted to know, would it be best to have the police department have a special person to handle that with the line of how they were going to work that out? And before he could get off the phone, the police chief called and said there was another shooting in Riviera and brought on daylight. See, these are the things that we have to stop. And see, Richard, what you were talking about, way before you ever thought about going to Ohio, you were talking about a place, and I said we're going to name it the Relford Building. That's what we were talking about. And put all these things under that one umbrella. See, now, the headlines in the day's paper yesterday, the people who didn't pay the rent were getting away because of the pandemic. They didn't have to pay the rent. But the renters got to get their money, and they're going to be evicted.
Right.
Now, where are they going? And then what about food? Now, if they're getting a welfare check, they got to really pay, they got to eat before they worry about sleeping. Number one, they're going to have to get food for themselves and those kids. So are you going to allow them to be out there sleeping on the street? And if they do, they're going to be robbing and doing a lot of other things. So we got to put a lot of emphasis on that right away. And I will talk to you maybe sometime for you to give me insight where we should start. But I will be talking with Doug Lawson, Dr. Botell, and Jonathan Evans soon about that. So, Richard,
yep.
is there anything else you need to say and give us a little impetus to be able to have hope that you're going to be our big hero that you've always been?
Well, the only thing I have to say is I'm glad that we're able to have this conversation with Ms. Ann as well, because I agree with her. You got to have a vision. And if you don't have a vision, then you have nothing. And my vision, I have it. My thing is putting it down and getting people to back me on it, because I know how great our city can be. Because we talk about the great athletes, but we got great people, just people in general there, like Ms. Ann,
that
can help and do things that want to do the best for our town. So that's my goal. And that's my vision, is to do whatever I can to help my hometown.
Well, we're going to make your vision come to fruition. Now, that just all to that because it's needed. And I tell you one thing. I know all the guys who were reared here and how they feel about you. Now, there's quite a few older than you, but they have the ultimate respect for you and your family and your brother, Cecil. Now, I can witness that because I had them all. And I know how they feel about the reference. But anyway, you will contact me, or we'll contact you, and we're going to have a letter given to the state's attorney, and he'll get it into Richard Stone, And that's a good start there. See, because if the Richard and David Ehrenberg come out and say, we all need to get behind that, you never know how many people will get in here and start donating because of a lot of mental health stuff, shooting these people in the schools, in the playgrounds. And that was over in, I don't think anybody told you, Richard, 3 weeks ago on 27th Street, right in front of the Coomer's house off of O Avenue, not too far from O Avenue. A little young lady was out there, 27 years old, getting ready to go to work. They shot her. And somebody ran up there and emptied another gun right in the face, 6 more shots, gangland slaying. Wow, that mean that person was mentally ill to do that. See, we have to stop that. And that's what we're going to do. So my last comment is, I'm always impressed with you, and I'm always honored to know that I had you in Sunday school. And when we had a church basketball team playing Boynton and everything, we won all the games every summer because my secret weapon was Richard Relford. Now, when he went off to school, but he grew up in Monali. He came to Sunday school and church every Sunday. And when they thought we had a bunch of deacons on the team and myself, and when I brought my secret weapon out of there, we never lost a church game. We challenged all the churches.
Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Evans.
That's exactly right. And see, I think we need to do more of that. Get the churches back involved. Now that was when you—that was when you were first going off to college. Yeah,
that's right. And you know, I got this quick story. I'll tell everybody. When I got to Michigan, you know, I had a full ride, so they got me everything I needed. But I didn't realize how cold it was up here. And my church, Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, didn't have to give me anything because I told them not to. They gave me $500. From church, and I was able to buy me a jacket for the wintertime because of that money.
Every clothes.
There you go.
And the main thing about it is a lot of them ask about you now. How is he doing? I got 68 years there as a member of that church. Well, God bless you and tell them all
said
hello. And you're wonderful. And I'll be in touch with you, for your job is to make sure Richard Stone, I'll take care of the state attorney. You just take care of Richard Stone. Because I'm going to give the state attorney the letter he wants Wednesday for him and Joe Abuso and Richard Stone, the host, the guys who come in for that Friday evening. I got Thursday taken care of. I need Friday, and the banquet is Saturday. Okay?
All right.
And we'll stay in
Sounds
tune
good.
And tell them all I said hello.
I sure will. Thank you, Ms. Ann.
All right. Thank you both. All right, everybody. You have been listening to hashtag I Am Vivier Beach with Richard Relford, NBA basketball player, and Dan Calloway. And this, again, is hashtag Vivier Beach. My name is Ann McNeil, and we will see you next week, same time, same place. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay.